Listener Debbie Creasy wrote, I just wanted to thank you for your great event Sunday in the park, the Ice Cream Social. I enjoyed talking with your staff I already knew and meeting some I knew by voice and name only. It was great to be able to put faces and names together. It was a wonderful community gathering and fun to mingle with so many folks who all love and support WHQR. And the ice cream was fabulous. Can't wait for next year. Thanks again for a wonderful event and for all you do to make WHQR the wonderful station that it is. Listener Eric wrote, I must admit I agree with the feedback you aired on September 20th in regards to Garrison Keillor. I'm a lifelong NPR listener and I've been listening to WHQR since I transplanted myself to this beautiful city 3 years ago. I thoroughly enjoy all of the programming on WHQR and I do miss hearing Garrison's voice and poetry every morning since it has moved outside of my commute time, which is between 7 and 8 a.m. If you could move Garrison Keillor back and air him a couple of times in the morning, this listener would be greatly appreciative. I don't think that I'm alone. Keep up the good work. Listener FRCATE wrote, Saturday morning around 7:45, there was a program on about sauerkraut. How can I get more info, including an episode number, so I can look up the recipe? I replied with information about The Splendid Table from American Public Media, which airs on Saturday mornings at 7. All of our shows can be accessed from our website, whqr.org, with links to the various shows' home pages, where you can often find individual episodes. Listener Ann Russell wrote, I see you are trying to reach younger listeners by inviting teenagers to participate in on-air programs. To that end, when I lived in New York City as a child, before TV, I listened to a wonderful weekly program called Juvenile Jury, in which selected youth were given an ethical issue to discuss and render a verdict. I love this program. If you did Juvenile Jury on WHQR, you'd give our youth a chance to weigh in on social issues. I feel that our youth deserve a voice, as often they are far wiser than us adults, and I feel this would really bring in youthful listeners, as well as interest us old folks. Comments are beginning to come in from people making pre-drive pledges to our fall pledge drive, starting in about 10 days. We encourage you to pledge early so that you may be entered into a drawing for a Bald Head Island weekend. Laura and Casey Black from Leland wrote, We love listening on our commute to and from work. A listener from Hempstead who wishes to remain anonymous wrote, I especially appreciate This American Life, Radio Lab, Fresh Air, and BBC Overnight. And you can make your pledge by going to our website, whqr.org. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our listener comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.